on the side of the house?
Weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding. You wouldn't use
where the plank, where the planks ran up and down.
Right.
And had the cracks broken with a what they call a batten, a narrow board, 4-inch board, over the crack. And that style of architecture was called California style.
I see.
Where they built the planks up and down.
I see.
Generally, all the cabins were built California style, and the plantation residence was weatherboarded,
right,
like this.
Right.
This is lapped over.
Right. You ever, what is shiplap? You heard of that?
Yes, it's a tongue and grooved plank that was about number 2 or 3 lumber. Generally, it was the first floor, a false floor, and a good floor put on top of it. It was a kind of lumber. It's a plank lumber that had not a complete tongue and groove, but a slot on each side where it fitted in. A small indentation on the side of the plank, maybe 1/2 inch wide, and 1/2 inch wide on each plank, and then they meshed together.
Yes.
And then they kind of, why they call it shiplap, but one overlapped the other, you see. Made
right.
It airtight. Supposed to made it airtight or watertight. Of course, it wasn't either one.
Yes.
But it served that purpose.
Right.
Shiplap. I reckon that's where it got its name. It supposed to made it keep water, impervious to water.
Well, on the edge of the roof, these things that carry off rainwater, what would they be called?
Gutters? Yes, they'd call them gutters.
Right. Well, on a house that had different slopes of the roof, a place where two different slopes would meet, was that called anything?
A valley.
Valley of the house. Mm-hmm. Right. Could you tell me about what would be some of the buildings that you find on typical farms in this part of the country?
Well, your first thing, you'd find a little better building for plantation residents. Then you'd have what we call cabins. Might have been a 2-room cabin or a 4-room cabin. A 4-room cabin generally was built with a box style, maybe it had a breezeway between 2 rooms on each side. They were the more ornate buildings for tenants. And then you always had a barn, a big mule barn. And it generally was a combination building where you stored grain and hay. And the overhang on each side was high enough up where mules could go under. And we had aisles on each overhang. But mules could go in, and generally had feed troughs underneath there where they put the corn out in feed troughs. We generally fed with ear corn, and it was put out by, on plantations, it was put out every day by a hostler. And he generally filled up a wooden barrel with corn, a half full, kept put it on his shoulder and go to each trough and pour it in the trough and then just scatter it. And when the mules came in from the field, hands would just turn them in a lot. And the generally was a good sandy place there where the mule could lie down and waller. Always lay down and waller. Get up and shake themselves, and then would go to the water trough and drink water from a long water trough. And then they would go to the feed trough. And the mules knew their places generally where they ate together all the time. Each new mule knew who could whip the other one. And generally, there was one or two mules that commanded the situation, and they went to the